It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the saga of the new downtown restrooms. A listener asked if I would investigate the circumstances and costs surrounding the construction of the new downtown restrooms just to the north of the Bank of America building. I love to receive input from listeners and was happy to look into the matter. I will share with you what I found, and at the end of the show, I'll have some suggestions on how you can help in getting a much fuller answer to the questions surrounding our new downtown restroom. First, in the interest of full disclosure, I was briefly a member several years ago of the city's Downtown Restroom Committee, which I reverently named the Flush Committee. The committee consisted of Mike Kelly, Carolyn Ford, Stan Baer, and myself, and was formed with the intent of accelerating the design, approval, and construction of the downtown restrooms. The goal at that time was to complete the new restrooms in advance of the America's Cup events last summer. I only met with the committee once, and frankly, the best result was that Jonathan Goldman, head of public works, appeared to simply take over the job and got the project on track. Obviously, the job was not completed last summer, but getting it done this spring was still a major accomplishment. From what I can gather, the city began the process of replacing the aging restrooms in the downtown in 2004. Why the process took 9 years is pure Sausalito, ranging from environmental concerns and tree saving to lengthy design approvals. There is a videotape of one city council meeting over a year or so ago, during which Jonathan Goldman is reporting to the council on the downtown restroom. Obviously, not for the first time. You can watch him become increasingly frustrated as council members pepper him with questions as to whether he has considered this or that option. I'd been in Mr. Goldman's shoes, but with a private board. And in the private sector, with profit the driving motive, you sometimes have the liberty to say, "Do you want me to get this project done, or do you want to talk it to death?" Mr. Goldman did not have that option and patiently answered the questions. That video is the best evidence of why the process took so long. So how much do these new restrooms cost? Well, I don't have the complete answer to that question yet. I can tell you that the construction contract award was $725,000. At first blush, that seemed to me like a lot of money for a small building. But I was informed that the job was put out for bid, and three bids received were all in the same vicinity. I did a quick poll of some contractor friends, and they felt the number was reasonable given the amount of plumbing and fixtures involved in the project. You might be tempted to compare the per square foot cost of the public safety buildings with the cost of the restrooms, but you really can't do that. The police and fire buildings are much larger in scale, and you spread costs over a larger number. The plumbing alone in the restrooms, when divided by the relatively small size of the building, will push the per square foot cost up considerably. So the $700,000 to $800,000 construction cost for the new restrooms appears reasonable on its face. But remember, I said I didn't have the complete answer as to how much the restrooms cost. Well, I said that because there are a lot more costs involved in a project than simply the construction. Some examples of those additional costs are the rental or purchase of the temporary restrooms at the rear of the Bank of America building during the restroom construction. The lost revenue from the parking lot while it was being used for a construction staging area, and the site preparation costs prior to the construction. So when the restrooms are finally completed this spring, you should ask for a full accounting of all the project costs for this new addition to our downtown, not just the construction figure. You deserve to know all of the costs and how the city is paying for them. One final word. Sausalito has suffered a rash of break-ins recently, both in commercial buildings and private residences. The police have made this a top priority, But let's face it, they can't be everywhere. So take precautions to secure your home and your valuables. Let your neighbors know if you're going to be away, so if they see activity at your house, they know to be suspicious. If you see something that strikes you as wrong, use the smartphone to take a picture and notify the authorities. Be safe out there. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.